You are now standing in the financial center of London, and you are surrounded by some of the most fiscally important buildings in the country, as well as branches and offices from banks and businesses from all across the globe. The most important building here is the one you are currently standing in front of, with the white columns in front and the white flag on the top, the Royal Exchange. Founded in 1571 and opened by Queen Elizabeth I, the Royal Exchange was designed to be the center of commerce for the City of London. Eventually, all of the buying, the selling, and the trading that was happening inside would eventually help to form both the Bank of England and the London Stock Exchange. This means London's position as a global financial power began right here. It is worth mentioning, however, that this is not the original building. The original structure was lost during the Great Fire of London, the second version caught fire in 1838, and the current version was constructed in 1844. This is only the outer structure, however. The inside of the building was renovated as recently as the year 2002. Today, it is a luxury retail center featuring shops, cafes, and restaurants. In front of the Royal Exchange sits a statue of the Duke of Wellington on horseback, facing away from the building. He is looking to a structure across the street with columns in front and a triangular portico on top. This is Mansion House, the home of the Lord Mayor of London. This building was designed by architect George Dance and completed in the 1750s. The carvings above the columns on the front of the house depict the somewhat disturbing image of a female figure representing the City of London trampling on all of her enemies. It is also worth mentioning at this point that no Lord Mayor can serve more than 1 year at a time, so the occupancy of this house changes on a yearly basis every November when the new Lord Mayor takes his or her position. Across the road, the structure with the giant wall is the Bank of England. This is the world's second oldest central bank, dating from 1694. The current version of the building dates from after the Second World War, as the Bank of England suffered so much damage during the Blitz that essentially the entire thing was reconstructed. At any given point, this wall that surrounds the bank is between 8 to 11 feet thick and extends below the ground a further 7 stories. Under the ground behind these walls sits the vaults of the Bank of England. Today, the Bank of England stores around 400,000 bars of gold, equivalent to 5,134 tons. The value of this gold is estimated at £142 billion and makes up 3% of all the gold that has ever been mined throughout human history. Now stand with both the Royal Exchange and the statue of the Duke of Wellington behind you. You'll be facing Mansion House. You want to cross the street that is to your left and walk onto Lombard Street. Take the first left, which is still called Lombard Street, and stop near the Sainsbury's in Pret, near Abchurch Lane.